This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This week at the United Nations General Assembly, there is more to watch than the parade of leaders' speeches. A meeting to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the UN Conference on Racism in Durban, South Africa, is being boycotted by the United States, France, Israel, the United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia because of concerns about anti-Semitic statements that were made at that conference in 2001. There are also high-level meetings on energy and the nuclear test ban treaty, and a summit on the connected system of producing, processing, distribution, and consuming of food. And the UN Security Council will hold a high-level meeting on Wednesday on climate and security. Foreign members of the five permanent Security Council members are expected to discuss Afghanistan and the lack of progress on the United States rejoining the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Iran's new foreign minister is coming to New York, and there's speculation he may meet with the five countries that remain part of that deal: Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany. Usually, the General Assembly has hundreds of side events, but because of the COVID-19 pandemic, only a limited number are being held. These include events on vaccines, on children as invisible victims of the coronavirus and conflict, on multilateralism and democracy, and on global hotspots, including Yemen, Somalia, Afghanistan, and Iraq. A top U.S. health official said Sunday a U.S. government advisory panel's decision to limit Pfizer COVID-19 booster shots to Americans 65 and older, as well as those at high risk of severe disease, is a preliminary step. He predicts broader approval for most Americans in the next few weeks. You're listening to VOA News. A U.S. official said some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who crossed from Mexico into a Texas border camp were flown back to their poverty-stricken homeland on Sunday by the United States in an effort to deter others from crossing into the United States. Many of the migrants have lived in Latin America for years but are now seeking asylum in the U.S. as economic opportunities in Brazil and elsewhere dry up. Thousands have been living under and near a bridge in the Texas border city of Del Rio. Some said the recent devastating earthquake in Haiti and the assassination in July of President Jovenel Moise make them afraid to return to a country that seems more unstable now than when they left. Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry wrote Sunday on Twitter that he's concerned about conditions at the border camp and the migrants would be welcomed back. Another Haitian political leader questioned Sunday whether the nation could handle an influx of returning migrants and said the government should stop the repatriation. The mayor of Johannesburg, South Africa, was killed in a car accident just as he returned from campaigning with South Africa's president on Saturday, just over a month after being elected. That news came in a statement from the mayor's office. Jolidi Matongo was returning from a voter registration drive in Soweto Township ahead of local elections when the accident happened. President Cyril Ramaphosa said in a tweet, "It is hard to comprehend this tragedy, given the vitality and passion with which Mayor Matongo interacted with me and residents of Soweto so shortly before his death." Matongo's predecessor died of COVID-19 complications in July. Matongo was elected on August 10th. He was born in Soweto and took up student politics at the age of 13. He was 46 when he died on Saturday. Matongo's office said more details on the accident would be released in due time. Four people were found dead Sunday on the Belarus-Poland border, according to officials from both countries. This came a week after Warsaw imposed a state of emergency following an influx of migrants. Poland's border guards added that they also had discovered eight exhausted migrants stuck in marshy terrain elsewhere along the border. Seven of them were hospitalized. In recent months, thousands of migrants, mainly from the Middle East, have crossed or tried to cross the border from Belarus into the neighboring European Union member states of Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland. The European Union suspects the influx is being orchestrated by Belarusian strongman Alexander Lukashenko in retaliation for sanctions on his government. More on that story and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.